You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What in the world is going on in your life?
Well, as you see, look at this, Dom. I'm holding it up to the camera. Mel, next door at our sister station, was kind enough to run to Starbucks this morning and get me a medicine ball, which is like tea and lemon or something. It's full of vitamin C. And I've been pounding the vitamin C for the past few days because I do not want to get sick. I'm kind of wondering at what point do my kidneys shut down because I have too much vitamin C in me. But we're going on day three today of my daughter being home. And she missed a couple days last week, too. And she's just got something that is hanging on. And she was coughing so hard last night that she was vomiting. Fever, chills, aches. I'm pretty much to the point where I think it's because she was bit by the hamster last week and it went really deep into her fingers and actually blood and stuff was coming out. And I started reading about all this, and you can get every symptom that she has, you can get from a hamster bite.
I'll be damned.
And I'm pretty much come to the conclusion that's what it is. She's been to the doctor a couple times though, and they're like, nah, it's just a flu. She's got the flu. But I'm like, I don't know.
Bite.
Yeah.
Like, what is that cause? What is the name of the illness?
Oh,
from
God.
It's not rabies.
I'd have to look it up.
So
it's not rabies. It's some long medical term, and it causes nausea, fever, upset stomach.
Boy, the shine wore off that hamster in a hurry, man.
Well, it has now for sure if it's causing illness.
Yeah.
But yeah, it bit her so hard the other day that, yeah, she had blood just gushing out of her finger. And of course, we're like putting peroxide all over
it.
What
led the hamster to bite her? Was she squeezing it or something?
No, just, I will tell you that the hamster that we have is very mean. It's not a friendly hamster. So we've had issues with, you've got to wear like gloves when you handle it. And she thought she'd just go in.
What's the hamster's name?
Jackass.
What is the hamster's name?
Twix.
Twix
is a biter.
The mean hamster.
Twix
wow.
is a biter. Bite, bite,
wow.
bite. So anyway, that's going on. And the past few nights, she's been very clingy to Nicole, so she's been sleeping in our bed.
The hamster or
no,
Lila?
So she's been sleeping in our bed, and so I'm bunking up in the twin bed in Lila's room, which is the most uncomfortable bed on the planet for a full-grown man.
Yep.
The twin bed is horrible. I was so uncomfortable last night. I finally threw all the pillows and blankets onto the floor, and I slept on the floor for a majority of the night because I need to sprawl out a little bit, you know? And I'm like,
I feel
thump,
you, dog.
thump against the wall. And
you know, if you ever do any traveling over in Europe, there's so many of the hotel rooms that's what they have. That's all they have are these tiny little twin beds.
Horrible.
And you get there and you're like, what? We're so, you know, everything's bigger in America, including the people.
You're California king, you know?
Yeah. And you get over there and there are these tiny little things.
Oh, man. It's been the worst. So I'm all achy and
don't
sore.
Don't you have a guest room?
No. And that's what I'm putting in the basement. Our guest room right now is we're using as our, like, office. So
office?
We've got
okay.
the fourth bedroom, but that's the office. So, yeah, I'm putting the fifth bedroom in the basement.
You almost need to just at least get a pull-out couch for downstairs.
Yeah, well, I mean, you figure a bed is a bed. I'm going to go in there and sleep. But last night was the last night. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. She's got to go back to her room so I can just sleep in our bed. It's been brutal. So, anyway, I hope she kicks it because she has her science fair tomorrow that she's worked her butt off on, and she's not going to be able to go, you know, present it to the teachers and stuff. So we're hoping that her fever breaks today and she starts feeling better. I did, however, last night go to my son's middle school science fair that he participated in. And I will say middle school science fair is much better than elementary school. The projects start becoming a little more intricate, a little more detailed, a little more impressive.
No more volcanoes.
No more volcanoes. It's very impressive projects. Although the one that caught my eye the most, that I love the most, and it was the simplest thing, was which batteries last the longest. And I was like, what an informative science project.
Wait a minute, as in brand or
brand?
Like
double
A,
triple A? He just did the brand, and he did double A's, this kid, and he had like six of them lined up, and he just put them all in one at a time into a flashlight, turned the flashlight on, and let it run, and then timed it when the batteries died and the light went out. And I was like, you know what? What a great project, because we all kind of wonder if we're buying generic batteries if they're going to last long. Energizer 1, And second place by only like 4 minutes or something was the Amazon brand of batteries, which is what get. I stock up on those. Mm. And then it just went down the line, you know, Duracell and then other couple generic brands. But I was like, what a great project.
But the bunny
very
won,
smart.
Huh?
The what?
The bunny, Energizer bunny.
The Energizer bunny won, that's right. Yep, yep. But yeah, that was my night last night, puking kids and science fair. So dad on duty.
Are you glad that you're no longer like in charge of the science fair?
Nicole is, yeah. She dropped out this year. She was the chair of the fair for 5-6 years. And the flaw that she has done with the dropping out is the new batch of people that took it over. She said, call me with any questions or concerns, anything you need. And it's been nonstop. So essentially it's kind of like she's still kind of involved.
She's still. She's like by proxy. She is.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's nice to
but
have
you know what?
Going.
I can see that because there's no doubt that she, you know, crossed every T and dotted every I. She's probably the best chair they've ever had.
She
so
handed over.
Have to try to live up to that.
They
now.
Like met for coffee beforehand, and they had like an hour and a half meeting on how everything was done. And she went into her, some of her engineering programs and laid out spreadsheets on how the gym should be set up to like to the inch, where all the outlets are. It was the most detailed diagram I've ever seen for a science fair.
That's the thing. You know, having to come on the heels of Nicole doing that, it's like the quarterbacks for the Broncos having to replace Peyton Manning. And you know how that's turned out.
Yeah.
So Nicole was the Peyton Manning of science fair chairs, and everyone
good,
else
man.
Is the Brock Osweiler.
Right, they're the third
Everyone else
string.
Is a Trevor
they're the
Simeon.
Third string, and
I don't want to knock the people running the science fair, but I'm just saying, you know, when
truly.
You have to follow up a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning.
The other thing I'm dying to see is I've done the science fair T-shirts the past 5 years, or whatever, and they've been really cool, really creative, witty T-shirts, and I'm stepping away from that this year too. So I'm fully looking forward to the super generic. T-shirts that just say science.
Did you
fair
do
on
like
them.
A? Oh yeah. Did you do like the science jokes on them?
Yeah,
like
there was some
Adam,
play on
Adam
words.
Jokes
the
and
graphics
stuff like
were really cool. You know, they were really nice, nice looking T-shirts throughout the years, and we'll see how they look this year. What?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
times.
Yeah.
All right,
we've been busy.
You know what?